This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Our price sheet is loaded this morning. We have tickets for the Vegas Flyaway for Maroon 5. We'll give you a code word coming up this morning at 8 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock, right? And then we have the Frey tickets to give away, but we have family four-pack to El Paso Speedway to see BJ Harris and BJ Knight on Saturday.
You know, you should have that music ready when you mention that. Like that that NASCAR stuff. Oh, you know, you should make it like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or have Spadell have it on a button ready to roll.
Right.
Yeah,
I need more pageantry, don't I?
Yes, yeah.
All right, I
got to hear. There you go, NASCAR.
Family four-pack, El Paso County Speedway.
There it is.
BJ Knight on Fox.
Didn't that give it more legs, you know,
like
more
it.
Oomph?
Yeah, I like it, Jamie. Thank you.
Thank you.
You seem to be a big supporter of BJ Knight.
I am a big supporter of BJ Knight. I think that you and your kid, I think this is going to be that thing, one of those things that your kid remembers forever.
He's so excited.
Yeah, because I remember going, when I was little, to the stock cars. I remember, well.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
My uncle took us.
Yeah. And I was little.
He's my favorite uncle.
Yeah.
Because he took us to the stock cars almost every other Saturday night.
Right.
We'd go over to the Speedway. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
I just remember going with our neighbors and they went and buy snacks and they brought their own and that kind of pissed me off. But, oh, well.
They brought their own snacks?
Yeah. Like they had
like
popcorn.
Peanut butter and crackers?
No, like popcorn in our individual like little baggies, you know, like, and you're like, I see candy over there.
Let me have the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that kind of ruined it.
They could afford tickets to the race, but no snacks at the concession stand.
Yeah, so that was kind of a bummer.
All right, this hurricane, no matter where you search, look, and surf today, that's all you're going to see, because this thing is barreling toward Florida. Remember this from the Tampa mayor yesterday?
This is literally catastrophic, and I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
That's not good.
Jesus. Did you see the guy? He's gone viral. He's kind of backwards, I guess. But he's going to be on a boat because... Oh, you got him?
I got the audio, yeah.
Because, you know, boat floats, BJ.
I know. You know, the way he says it.
Yeah, but no.
I almost believed him.
No, because, like, if you think about a tidal wave or, you know, during a tsunami with the surge, it's going to get caught up on stuff and it's going to flip.
Yeah. All right. Here's the audio. This is the guy. He's on a sailboat and he's in the middle of Tampa Bay. And he says he's going to ride this sucker out. This boat's like a 16-footer. Not a very big boat.
Not
I saw
a big
the
boat.
Now, but he says he's going to ride it out because that's the safest place you can be during a hurricane.
We're going to hit by another major hurricane. What are you going to say to that?
When did that happen?
They're saying Wednesday.
Wednesday?
What are you going to say to that hurricane? You going to stick it out again?
Yeah, I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do we're going to put the boat back over there. Tuesday.
Boat's back over there?
Yeah, set it up just the way we did it.
Let's go.
So it's probably going to be coming in the same direction.
Yeah. We'll beat this one, right?
Shmadil, you missed the best part of that audio.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the best part of the audio is how he talks about why a boat is the safest place to be.
Well, yeah, look for the Jim Cantore interview with him, because Jim Cantore is kind of getting a little even irritated. Like, come on, dude, you got to go. Yeah. You got to go.
By the way, there is an update, because yesterday when I saw the story, and I saw the same video you saw, I thought to myself, I got to figure a way to follow this guy and find out what happens to him, because I was really both concerned and curious.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, is he going to survive on a sailboat out there, 16-footer? I'd like an update on this. Well, here's the update this morning. They talked him into a shelter.
Oh, good.
He's tied up
Look,
the boat.
Look, you're like disappointed.
I am disappointed.
BJ wanted...
I wanted him to die. Oh, he was gung-ho and all cocky when Jim Cantore is talking to him.
Oh, my God.
But behind the scenes, Tampa Police Department talked him into going to a shelter.
Well, good.
No, that's not good.
What, you wanted him to die?
BJ wanted a huge wall of water coming at him.
Yeah, and him to drown.
I don't want him to die. I just want to... I'm curious.
Get tossed around a little bit.
Just puffy out the 16-footer.
I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, so he's going through a show.
Good.
I'm
sorry you're disappointed, but I'm glad he's alive.
Damn it.
God.
Come on, Lieutenant Dan. That's his name. Lieutenant Dan.
My God.
He looks like a raging alcoholic.
Well, I felt like he looked like more of a meth head, but either way, pick your poison.
Did you see where he said, yep, I'm going to ride this baby out. I'll be here on my boat. I got room for one more woman.
I saw that.
And she wants to come aboard. Then he laughed.
God.
Yeah, he's a looker.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. He got off the boat and went to a shelter.
I wonder who convinced him, because Jim Cantore could not at all.
It was Tampa Police Department.
Oh, maybe they said
There's a video. There's a video now, and I just saw it this morning, so it's brand new. But the Tampa Police Department went down there, and they didn't force him to go. They just said, look, dude, you're not going to survive. You're going to die. You cannot be out there. This is something you've never seen before. You're on a 16-foot boat in the middle of the water. And his whole philosophy was, as the water rises, the boat rises. So he's safer than if you're in a building, because in a building, you're going to drown. So, boom, it's easy, right? Well, what he didn't take into consideration is the wind. The wind's going to have you, they're going to find your boat probably in Georgia somewhere.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And the surge.
Here's the latest from the Weather Channel, I think this is, but it's the latest.
Hurricane Milton, a Category 5, cutting through the state of Florida like a buzzsaw right now. It is continuing to churn out there in the Gulf. And from the latest 5 o'clock advisory from the National Hurricane Center, the hurricane hunters have found this system's pressure dropping. So that means that the system is strengthening. And we have a weather impact alert day today because of the fact that we are going to see those impacts. They already are here, some lighter rain, but those impacts are going to get worse, and things really take a turn for the worse heading into tonight. Realistically, later this afternoon, you need to be in your safe space. We have time to evacuate still, but that time is coming to a close quickly.
There is a little bit of good news for Tampa this morning.
Yeah, it's turned.
And Tampa's the most populated area. They're saying they've evacuated 5.5 million people out of the Tampa Bay area, but it's turned a little bit. So they're going to get that northwestern part of the storm, which is less than if you're on the other side of the storm. So it's a little bit better news, but it's still going to be crazy there, you know?
You know, I was thinking, because parents are suing, five senators or something are suing TikTok for addiction to their little kids and all this stuff. I was thinking how weird it is the internet is such a glorious place, because last night I was finding all these different people to follow. Yeah. Like one woman, her house was completely destroyed by some hurricane, and then her and her husband built it back with a 6-foot wall. So, and she put field cams everywhere, and she's going to check in with him. And I'm like, ooh, I got to follow her.
Yeah.
Seriously, you get like firsthand accounts of everything that's going on that you wouldn't normally get.
Ever. Yeah. So it's just bizarre. I mean, it is kind of a great place, although kids are addicted, and so am I.
That's why I got so intrigued with this guy on the boat. I want to know how he goes. I'd love to see a webcam of him being blown around out there. That'd be crazy.
He would die. That's not fun.
Yeah, maybe he'll survive.
No, because the people that just built the new house, they evacuated. They put up field cams so we can see their brand new house.
Well, you let me down there, Lieutenant Dan. I'm worried about our girl down in Florida, though, Angel. Okay? We got a text this morning.
Yeah.
And, Spadil, I know you're giving me the signal that you could call her. Yeah, give her a call if you want to. We can talk to her on the next break. But we get a text this morning from her. Well, actually, it wasn't this morning. She gave it to us about midnight last night, okay?
Okay.
But she left us a text saying, I'll check in with you guys when I wake up.
Yeah, she's probably sleeping if it's midnight.
Well, yeah, but it seems to me that she's not all that concerned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's not left.
She wasn't
going
to leave until today, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't going to work today, but she was leaving later today, and she was going to Orlando. She has a hotel in Orlando.
All right, we'll try to talk to her next.
Yeah.
Angel's down
she
there.
She might be okay because it's turned a little bit.
She might be.
Yeah.
She didn't seem all that concerned about it yesterday.
No, not at all.
She didn't.
And it hadn't turned yet.
Yeah.
She was still crunching numbers.
Yeah. She might be going to Disney World today.
Who knows?
All right, we'll try to talk to her when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, guess what this is?
Somebody exercising?
It's our hurricane correspondent down in Florida.
She's asleep. Oh, she is?
Angel's not answering the phone. She's asleep this morning. There's a hurricane coming your way. I'm more concerned than you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, didn't she text us? Oh, all right. Didn't she text us at like midnight or something?
Yeah, but still. I mean, you're our hurricane correspondent down there in Florida. We're getting, live updates. Big storm headed your way. Storm of the century. And you're asleep.
God love her.
She's no Jim Cantore.
Hey, can I ask you to look outside over there and see if that's a moose?
A moose?
Yeah. Keep talking. I'll look.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
I feel like there's a moose.
I thought you were pranking us.
No.
You see a moose?
What?
Yeah, like way over there at those apartments over there. Way, way over there.
You can see that good?
Yeah. Like there's moose. Anyway,
I don't know.
By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Cudarelli Vision.
I mean, I know it's way far away, but it looks like a moose. Anyway.
I think.
Yeah.
And I said that I didn't believe it. Garth Brooks is in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
It does not look good, does it?
But I don't know. I mean, I still believe him.
Let me read the texts.
But how do we prove that? I mean, she could have sent him to herself.
No.
Yeah, there's court screenshots documents. And.
Yeah, but
she's got to back it up.
But
his phone number's attached to it.
No, they said it's not.
According to the court documents, it is. It came from his phone.
But no, here's the thing.
It's a burner phone.
Yeah, he uses multiple phones, it says, in the news story.
Yeah.
And with, like, different alias names or something. So I don't know how they could track that all back.
Yeah, me either. They said it was all
burner phone.
No, that's why it's a burner phone.
It's got a code. It's got the barcode. And they can go to the stores and they can find out where that phone came from. Absolutely. I watch a lot of crime shows. True. Burner phones can be tracked. Any phone can be.
Okay.
Yeah. But Garth Brooks, here's what the court documents say. A text message from her says, quote, "And that huge stick you carry, Roosevelt." That's it. Unquote.
What?
"That huge stick you carry, Roosevelt." Jamie.
What?
Down there. That huge stick, Roosevelt. Because Roosevelt, remember he carried a big stick?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And then his reply is, "I'll take that nickname. Thank you."
Nickname, by the way.
Nickname. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickname.
With an
N, not a D. All right. "I'll take that nickname. Thank you. I love you."
Yeah, but here's what it says. It doesn't show me anything that says it's his phone number. The woman referred to as Jane Roe allegedly wrote, "And that huge stick you carry, Roosevelt," which he replied, "I'll take that nickname. Thank you. I love you." Brooks allegedly used more than one cell phone and sometimes would use different names and email addresses to communicate with Miss Roe. He would tell Miss Roe ahead of time that he would be sending her communications under a different name. Here's where it gets a little sketchy. I guess she asked him for money, and then he and Trish gave her some money. But then when they cut her off, that's when all of a sudden all this happened. So that's always suspicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says, Brooks goes on to claim that he only became aware of the allegations on July 17th when he received a confidential demand letter that with all this stuff in it. It says the basis has no facts. She wanted to be a salaried employee with medical benefits. And once that was denied, she responded with that letter to him of outrageous allegations of sexual misconduct.
All right, let's say this. When this first came out with Garth Brooks, he's been accused of having this woman that's the hairdresser and makeup person for Trisha Yearwood, his
for 15
wife.
15 years.
And he was, I guess, in a hotel room, blah, 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 wouldn't let her go to her own room and pretty much kept her captive in a way. All kinds of allegations here, okay? When it first came out, Jamie and I both said, we don't believe her story. We don't believe
her story.
I still
don't.
And I'm not sure I still do. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is this. If these texts turn out to be real, then he's in trouble.
Well, yeah,
and if they track this down, which they will be able to track down if it's actual or not. These are court documents. You can't just put this in as evidence and it be false. If you do, she's in a world of trouble herself. You can't do that in front of a judge. If these aren't, and I got a feeling they're real, and if they track them back to him and that burner phone, boom, he's in trouble big time.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
Wouldn't you know it?
Well, I don't think he did anything.
And I went to the concert, too, out in Vegas. And there he gives those roses to find out that could be fake. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. that he really doesn't have a love for her. And he doesn't give her flowers every single show. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
Right?
I was counting on that was true love, man. Johnny and June.
Well,
right there.
I think it still is. I mean, I think he absolutely adores that woman. And like crazy adores her. Now, am I saying that he can't be a bad guy? No, I'm not. Because obviously he had an affair on his original wife with Trisha Yearwood. Although they said that they were already, you know, separated or whatever. But I don't, in the documentary, I don't really feel like that's the correct timeline. But they're saying so.
Yes.
But I think that he just is so in love with that woman.
Yeah.
Like crazy in love with her.
All right. Well, we'll find out if it turns out to be true. They'll find out one way or the other with these court, hearings and investigations and all that crap. Did you see where Gene Simmons was on Dancing with the Stars last night? He was a judge.
What?
Catching heat this morning, Dancing with the Stars, because they say that Gene Simmons came off very, very creepy.
Wait, well, he is creepy.
They had Rock Night.
Oh, okay.
So they invited a rock, you know, a member to be a judge. And Gene Simmons was the selection.
Gene Simmons is creepy.
He is, you've met him, right?
Yeah, he is creepy. It's just the way he talks. He says, well, I don't know. What would you like to do?
Well,
you're
see
God, stop. You're married.
I didn't see it. But according to the reports this morning, that he was saying things like, oh, my, you are gorgeous. You are one hot lady. Now, so much for the dancing, but you are extremely
attractive.
I can
see him saying that.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I can see him saying that.
That gyration you're doing up there, man, that really got to me.
Do you not have any audio?
They didn't release it.
Oh, Shadell says. You playing Gene Simmons is even creepier.
I think I could play it well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you need over-processed hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he wore those stupid sunglasses the entire
time.
He
wears those all the time.
And they're so dark. I mean, I don't know how he even sees the dancing.
I agree. Oh, my God.
But Shadell says they didn't release any of the audio. He finds it suspicious.
Well, normally on YouTube, they'll put up a little bit of the judge's audio, right? And but today it's just all dancing. They cut it off right when they finished
maybe
dancing.
They knew he was creepy.
Yeah, I think so.
They got ahead of it.
Yeah.
Like, we're just gonna take this down so this doesn't become a thing.
It worked. We're talking about Dancing with the Stars.
That's true.
We wouldn't even bring it up this morning if it weren't for creepy, right? All right, BJ JB morning show. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, some comments about what we just talked about with Garth Brooks and the woman accusing him of sexual misconduct. It's interesting to me, Jamie, that you can believe Diddy did it, but Garth is innocent.
Well, I mean, when you read the details of both stories, they're so different.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you read the Garth details, they're really out there. It's outrageous. Okay? Can it be done? Yeah, sure, it can be done. We don't know. But, you know, we got an opinion.
Let's see here. It says, I just saw the moose too, Jamie. Thank you.
What moose?
There's a moose out there.
Moose! I just like that name, a moose. Moose.
Somebody says, Jamie, so why don't you believe he did anything? Another one.
See, yeah, I don't know.
Different from
Yeah, I don't believe he did either. I want to go on record with that because I said it earlier in the week, and I don't think he did, but then this damning information comes out, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Everybody's innocent, even Diddy, until proven guilty, right? Yeah, so you guys are probably thinking a little more than I am about how I said it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because what? He's a white country singer. That's why I think he's innocent. I mean, is that what they, is that what they're implying?
That's the first thing I thought.
Yes.
When you said he was innocent, I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But Jay-Z's
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that's it, people. That's exactly it. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh, you got me.
Yeah, Jamie White.
Right, exactly. Oy, oy, oy. All right, let's see here. We talked about this a little bit, but this is crazy to me that Dr. Phil is out there in North Carolina. You guys, we have a real problem with these hurricanes. We got to step up our game helping
There's
people.
Another one.
I heard.
Headed to Florida.
I heard.
Coming out of the Atlantic.
Yep, I heard. That is unbelievable to me. I mean, but I feel like we need to step up our game with helping people. This is what I was telling you about where I kind of teared up, because Dr. Phil finds this old lady in the, I want to say the like deep woods of North Carolina, and she doesn't have any power or anything. So here is the audio.
Oh, wait.
He's out there. Mm. Somehow the National Guard can't get to everybody. And I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying these people are, you know, just out in the woods somewhere. But Dr. Phil could get to him, so that's weird. But anyway, here is the audio, number two.
And she came out and said, you know, could I don't want to cause any trouble, but could somebody help me? She said, I'm here. I don't have any power. I don't have any water. I don't have any food. I don't have any ability to get anywhere. I had heart surgery 2 weeks ago.
If I had a generator and one of them Coleman stoves, okay. Some of them real things, I can stay at home.
Well, we get you one. If you could just drop one off, but it's not that simple. You got to get it and get a bright plug, hook it up to the breaker box, get the house turned on, hook it up to her well, get water going. We've already got a generator here. We're fueling it up right now.
Yeah, so it was so sweet. She was so happy. She was really like just down and out, but she had no power, no water, anything like that. And then you should see her. She was like cracking jokes and having fun. She was so happy to see humans. Like, that is so sad. She's out there by herself.
It kind of takes away from his visit down there with these people that need so much help and everything when they put that music behind it, though. It starts to sound like a full TV show at that point.
No, you know what? No, what you've missed is what really gets... What really loses it? When what? It's presented by Michaels.
Oh, it had a sponsor? Okay, you've got a sponsor. Yeah, you got the music behind it, all sad and everything. It's almost like they want me to send money to save these animals, you know?
Yeah, so they did. It did have a sponsor that's wrapped terrible. Around it. So that was kind of, yeah.
It seems contrived.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Somebody said, Jamie, the reason why we believe that Diddy did it is because we saw the video of Cassie. That's a good point.
I mean, that video is, you can't get past that.
Yeah, that did change everything, because I think a lot of us thought, oh, this is just a money grab from a lot of people.
Yeah.
But once you see that video of Cassie, you're like, wow,
it
this
paints
is
him in a different
this
picture.
Is a horrible human. So thanks for that, because I forgot about that one. So I really appreciate you.
Jamie, there is a moose on the highway.
No, there's not.
That's people are saying that. People are saying that there is one. Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know if that's true.
No.
I don't know. I do see the car stopping. Like,
they are stopped.
They are stopped.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to see it. I know.
There's a moose on the highway. Are we kidding? You saw this moose?
I saw a moose, but I think we're getting punked about it being on the highway.
Okay. I don't know. It is the same person texting at
home. Hey. I-25 is stopped.
Do me a favor. Call Nia.
Okay.
Call Nia Bender real quick. Let me get her on the line.
I never said it was on the highway.
But it was close to the highway.
It was close to the
highway. Get her on the phone. Like,
oh, my God.
All right, we're going to talk to Nia Bender.
The traffic is going pretty slow. I will say that.
I see it, yeah.
See, this is how false information, what do they call it? Fake news starts. Yeah.
Misinformation, false information, whatever.
Fake news.
There's a moose on the highway. We're getting text after text.
Moose on the highway.
It is one phone number, though. That's what I'm
saying.
There's no moose on the highway.
No, he was
over on the... Is there a moose on the highway, Spadell? Spadell's getting Nia Bender. Oh, I got to find out if there's a moose out there.
There was just a moose on the side of the way.
Yeah, but he could have crossed
over. No, but I don't think he did.
Could have got curious.
My God. All right, let's see here. Breaking news. Schmidl finally found the implosion noises of the Tropicana. I don't need to do them because now he found them.
Oh.
It's a moment in history. The Tropicana, I think the 15th hotel to be imploded in, I don't know, a few years. But here it is.
calling. The end of an era, right there in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I feel like my sound effect was better. Crazy. Somebody said, well, there is, there was a moose in Castle Rock about 10 days ago. I bet he walked up to you guys. Okay.
Okay, there is a number that says there is a straight up moose on the highway.
No, there's not a moose on the highway.
Yes. I think there is.
He won't answer the phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, speaking of Diddy, he tries a third time to get out of jail. Have they ruled on that yet?
No.
Okay.
They're just putting the case together.
Oh, gotcha. In the appeal filed, Tuesday, Diddy's attorney said he reached out to a potential witness with the approval of that witness's attorney. So when the judge said he tried to tamper with a witness, they're saying, yeah, but he asked the attorney if he could talk to her, and they said yes. So that goes against what the judge had said.
All right. So we'll see what happens. I don't think he's going to get out anytime soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, but right?
We'll see.
Crazy. What do we think about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? I don't know.
What do you mean? Is there an update on something?
Yeah, they're saying that he kept her waiting at the airport.
Yeah, he was like an hour late when her and her dad showed up.
God forbid. Well, keep her waiting?
You can't
wait. Oh, my gosh.
You can't keep...
He just played a football game. You don't know if they had a meeting or something afterwards.
I'm just saying. He kept her
waiting.
That
was Sunday after the ball game. He just played a game on national TV.
I'm just saying.
I think it was before the game.
No, it says
it was after the game. It was after the game. But she goes to the airplane after the game. He has to go to the locker room. Got a shower. Got a change. Got a meeting with the coach.
It didn't need to be fought. I was just saying, Ari.
Are we concerned?
You want this love to survive, don't you?
No,
you want this love, don't you? Oh, don't mess with them, Jamie. I love the Trav and the Taylor.
I do love.
I know you.
I think love is a wonderful thing. We need more of it in this world. I do believe that. But I don't think you can fault him for being an hour late after a football game. Maybe he had to soak himself.
Maybe he's sore.
Injury.
Maybe,
yeah. Who knows?
And she probably doesn't have any Epsom salt at home.
No.
No.
You don't have a hot tub in that plane.
No.
Oh, you got those stupid cats.
Oh man.
What?
Why are you hating on their cats?
Yeah, what the cats do to you?
She does look like a cat lady.
She is a cat lady.
I mean,
like
extreme.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. I swear to God, one more person texted there's a moose on the road. There's no moose on the road.
I like this text. The moose just flashed us all in our cars.
Oh, hey, get me a bender on the line. I want to find out if there's a moose on the highway.
Oh, my God.
All right. Nia, call us.
God. Here's a text. My daughter's running for fifth grade student council. She's super nervous. Can you guys wish her good luck? She's super fan and listens every day. Yeah, but we don't have her name.
Yeah, when your name.
Oh, we've got to have her
good
name.
Good luck, you.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I get this text. Frog, he's 6 years old. You know, he plays on the flag football team at his school, right?
Yeah.
They won the city this weekend.
They won the city?
There's 29 peewee football teams in town. 29 in the league. They're number one.
What? But it's got to have a title.
What do you mean?
City championship?
Yeah, something like that. Not they won the city.
They won the league.
Okay,
they won the
but league. What's the name? Like, come on.
Pee Wee League? I don't know what the hell it is.
Just say but like Littleton City Champs. Littleton Pee Wee Champs.
It wasn't Littleton. It's all of Denver.
Oh.
It's the entire metro.
Denver Pee Wee Champs.
No, the state championship.
29 teams, and they got first place.
Wow,
man.
That's awesome. Bro.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, what a flag team, huh? Yeah, kill it.
I thought maybe they were the Catholic champs.
No.
Oh, because you said it was at a school.
I think it's a lot of different schools.
Gotcha.
It's a Pee Wee League.
Cool.
That they're a part of, but they won it. They got first place.
What's he play?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything but quarterback.
Nice.
Yeah. You can't throw?
No, he can't throw.
Oh.
No. Wait, let's not do that.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, he's six, and it's 6, 7, and 8, I think. So he's the youngest.
Yeah, why would he be the quarterback?
So right now,
quarterback?
He's just a snapper.
Yeah.
He's like a Travis Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, if you're eight, you're going to be the quarterback. You're not going to be the quarterback at six.
So. Exactly. Yeah. He plays defense, and he's the snapper on offense.
Somebody just said this. I have a question for BJ.
What's that?
Could you please describe for all of us what exactly a cat lady looks like?
Taylor Swift. Boom. Done.
But what does that mean? Pasty?
Just pull up a picture. Most have veins.
Bangs. Okay, that's pretty funny. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Your chance to go to Vegas to see me at Route 5. We got a code word for you. Coming up at 8. Hey,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. Mm-hmm. Here on a Wednesday.
You want to apologize to your child?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Do you want to
fix that? I'm disheveled right now. Just got a phone call.
To Frog?
Yeah. Frog, I said he can't throw.
Yeah.
That's why he's not the quarterback on the team that finished in first place.
But that's not it at all. As I explained, you have the eighth grader, the older kid, be the quarterback.
Because, 8 years old, not eighth grader.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Eight years old, right. Yeah. You have him be the quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I've been on the team two or three years.
I've seen your kid throw. He's an amazing. He throws like nobody. I've seen him throw. In this room right here.
Jamie, the only thing he can do is throw up.
Why would you?
He can't throw.
You know he's in the car. You know he's in the car.
He can't throw good enough to be the starting quarterback at this point.
But listen, he's in the car, and he just said to you, I can throw, Dad.
He literally called you out.
Yeah, he just called you. I just heard it, and then he can throw. Right. He's the best thrower on the planet.
Hey, Spadil, you like that, huh?
No, nobody.
All he can do is throw up.
The kid is in the car.
I'm sorry, Frog. Sorry about that. Daddy needs a laugh.
Listen, Daddy is just kidding because I saw you throw, Frog, and you're amazing, okay? You can do anything you want to, and don't listen to your dad.
What was it like Lisa said? Today I'm the favorite parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you go through this because you had Ralphie, and you were separated with Dad, all right? So whatever day that Ralphie was having a great day with Dad,
Dad was the favorite.
Uh-huh. Right? That's the way kid looks at it.
Yeah, like on that carnival cruise. Oh, my God.
You bought him, I forget what it was, and you put it at Dad's house, and Dad somehow got credit for it.
It happens all the time.
I feel like I've done that multiple times.
It was like a motorcycle or something. And Jamie was so bad.
Oh, the iPhone. We actually split the iPhone, but he had Christmas that year, and he got the credit for that.
He opened it over there.
Yeah, right. And I was like, well, I put in half the money for that, and he's like, oh, well, nobody told me that.
Of course, the appearance is that Dad bought this iPhone.
Yeah.
Dad never said anything.
And still, after that, he's like, I'm so happy that Dad got me this phone. And he wasn't trying to be mean. He just really meant that stuck in his brain that his dad got on the phone. Oh, my God. That was super fun.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll give you a chance to go to Vegas, and you'll see Maroon 5 there. They're playing at what? The MGM? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, part of MGM.
All right, code word coming up in a minute. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.